are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in many religious traditions, a godly woman is often characterized by qualities such as kindness, compassion, humility, patience, and a strong moral foundation. Her love is often seen as selfless, guided by the principle of her faith, and expressed through actions that reflect her commitment to serving others and living a virtuous life. So how do we view a godly woman in our belief system? And does a woman even, such a woman even exist? We are joined on the line by Pastor Tosi. Pundiswam, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Zonile. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I am good, Pastor. You're a godly woman.
I wanted to ask you the same question, Zanele. Are you a godly woman?
I think I can say I try.
Listen, by the end of this conversation, we are all going to discover if we are.
You know, I hope so as well. I hope so as well. So before we start, I'm going to ask that, please do pray for us.
Let us pray together. Father, we are so grateful once again this morning that we are able to discuss issues pertaining a godly woman. You have created this species in your own image, and we pray that may we reflect the character of Christ, may we be reproduced to reflect the character of Christ that you intend in us. As we discuss, we pray for the Holy Spirit to guide us, for this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. So speaking about all things, the love of a godly woman, and I know, yeah, after this conversation, we will know where we stand in terms of, are we that godly woman, or we are trying, or we are completely off the mark there. So now, how do you personally, Pastor Tosi, you know, define the concept of godly love in terms of a context of a woman's character?
We are talking about a godly woman, Zanele. Mm-hmm. We are not talking about a woman with natural hair in the African context, with no nails, with long skirts here. We are talking about a woman who keeps her eyes fixed on Jesus. This is a godly woman. A woman who pursues a relationship with God and knows and honors God with her words, with her attitude, with her actions. A woman who puts the needs of others ahead of her own needs. So how do I define the concept of godly love in the context of a woman's character? I think godly love is selfless love. This is sacrificial love. And when you read in John 15, verse 12 and 13, Jesus says, love each other in the same way I have loved you. And therefore, I want to believe that a godly woman has to be selfless. She has to be sacrificial. But, well, sadly, nowadays we see a lot of selfish ambitions that are popping up in these women who are so-called godly women, us, that is us. We see a lot of pride, a public show that is manifesting in us, a competitive spirit that is growing, even in the religious zones, you know. Yet Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, Paul admonishes us and says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves.
And looking at that, us, godly women, you see, I'm already leaning towards
being a godly woman.
I'm gonna behave. I promised Pastor Tosi I'm gonna behave up until we finish. I'm gonna behave. Okay. So, in what ways might a godly woman express her love, both within her community and in her personal relationships? And this godly love, is it the agape love? Because we do have conditions, shame in our love. But I know you will clarify that one there. But how then now do we express that within our community, within and also in our personal relationships?
You have done well to mention the word agape love. I think this is the synonym of the word godly love.
Yeah, all right.
Loving despite, with no attachment, no because, there's no gain. You really don't need to gain anything. You really don't, there's no condition. This is the character that is expected of a godly woman. Now, you ask the question, in what ways might a godly woman express a love in the community? Or, you know, it's so interesting. I read somewhere, I came across a quotation where somebody says, I don't care if someone rejects me because I serve Jesus. But I refuse to let someone reject Jesus because of me.
Hey.
And this really hit me. I said, this is the way we should be expressing our love as godly women within our faith and our community. To be able to stand in a position where one can accept Jesus because of us. Not that they reject Jesus because of us.
Yes.
And so what am I saying? I'm simply saying, let's be kind. Let's be hospitable. Zanele, there are people who are not hospitable. Whether you are in their confines or they have come to your place, whether you meet where, but there are people who are not hospitable. You can't just keep them in your life, you know? And yet these are women who are called after God's name. Be a listener. Be honest. Be in prayer. Be intentional about your life. Be an open book that people will be able to read and see the light of Christ in you. Because by the end of the day, that's the whole purpose. That's the whole meaning of your existence. So I stand with that quotation, and it really got to me, and I really wish if it could also get to all of us. I don't care if someone rejects me because I serve Jesus, but I refuse to let someone reject Jesus because of me as a godly woman.
And as you're speaking about that, Pastor Twosley, I don't know if you're listening earlier on, but I was speaking about this, so yesterday I went to buy something. I just cut it short, the story. And then I greeted the person who was, in fact, helping me, you know. And then after that, they were like, yo, thank you so much. Because most people, when they come here, they don't show us kindness, you know. They treat us like we are nothing, you know. But by the mere fact that you greeted with such humility, it shows that there is still Ubuntu out there, you know. And I was actually taken aback, you know, and I was surprised. And I was like, wow, what are they facing there? So now, as you're saying that, I'm like, huh, Kshakuti, you know, I'm a godly woman. I'm getting there, you know. And because this hospitality, it's something that, as much as some people might say that it doesn't come naturally, but still, we need to have it.
That's true. That's true. Because this is the only way we can attract people to ourselves, and we can also be attracted to them.
So looking at that, Pastor Tosi, you know, this godly thing, this godly love that we have as women, you know, how then does it influence our behaviors in daily life? You see, I just gave an example because I smiled. How then does it influence our behaviors in daily life? Because some things, yes, they do come difficult, but because we have this love, they now start to come easy.
I'll talk in the context of Adventism. As Adventists, we believe that the actions and the words that sum up our behavior can be the best witness there is to the love of Jesus Christ. So if I'm a godly woman, then it simply means that my behavior, my actions should reflect that there's a love that I'm attached to. There's a love that overflows the love of Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 3, I always quote the Bible, you know, I'm a pastor.
Obvious, we need that.
So Colossians 3, when you read Colossians 3, verse 1 to 17, the Bible says godly love helps us to put away the self-focused behavior of the world. It replaces it with the humble Christian behavior that glorifies Christ, that glorifies God. And so how does this influence our behavior then, or our daily life? It influences our characters. There are people before we started a journey with Christ, before we started a journey into this Christ-like living, our characters were not emulable. Our characters were, characters that when mothers sit in those meetings that they gather, they would point fingers and say, I don't want to telling their children, I don't want you to see you playing with Zanele. I don't want to see you going around with Zanele. But When you receive the love of Christ, when you begin to show and manifest the love of Christ in you as a godly woman, your character is changed. I know people who are hot-tempered, but now they are the coolest people that you would even approach with any situation. It even influences our thoughts. There are people who have been negative in thinking all the time, but when they begin to manifest the love of Christ, then they become positive in thinking. Even our appearances. Zanele, as a godly woman, I don't know if you have ever taken time to think about it. For me, I was not born Adventist.
Yes.
Right? From a Catholic background, my appearance before I became an Adventist and my appearance today as I am an Adventist is totally different. I meet people who I used to interact with before I became an Adventist, and today they ask me what has changed. They can clearly tell that there's a change, you know, even just your appearance. I'm not talking about just the dressing. I'm not just talking about how you clothe yourself, but I'm also talking about just you as an individual, your appearance, the way you take care of yourself. So this is how godly love can influence our behaviors and our daily lifestyles, even our health and how we treat our bodies, you know. It all changes, even how we treat others. It all changes.
And It's so true, you know, when you speak about, you know, the appearance and stuff like that, how you present yourself as a godly woman, as a godly woman with love, it shows. Pastor Twist, everything you're saying today is reflecting on things I've been saying throughout the whole week. You know, there are people that you would meet, and this was a serious challenge that we had here, you know, as I was speaking with the people in studio, that I don't know if it's a reaction or judging, you know, that we're judging people. But there are certain people that when you look at, even when you're walking in the mall, you're like, hi, bo, this one thinks, I think she needs Jesus. Or this one, hi, there's something wrong, you know. Or how did we get here? You know, you see people and you ask yourself, you're like, how did we get here? So it was a challenge. I'm like, are we judging people or what? But as you're speaking about appearance, like how you appear, how you make yourself appear in front of people should be able to say, what is this one, you know, is she or is she not, even though we might be judging, but it's okay. God will forgive us. God will God will forgive us. So as we are expressing this love, Pastor Twist, you know, as godly women, when you are staying in the affluent areas, in the suburbs and whatnot, it's difficult because we're living in high walls. We don't even know your neighbor. You know, they come in, you go, you lock yourself in there, you're watching Netflix and stuff like that. We don't know each other, you know. When you are, for example, in the rurals, there are other challenges as well that are there. We know the issue of poverty, the issue of this one thinks they're better than me, the issue of witchcraft, which we cannot escape from them. So there are a lot of challenges that we face as godly women, you know. So what are some of those that are going to hinder us from expressing that godly love that we have?
You have just mentioned what I was going to talk about. I was just thinking, this is what many women are experiencing. But you know, Zanele, there's one thing, especially in the religious sector today. I'm just going to mention this in passing, but it's a topic on its own.
Yes.
There are women out there who are very humble, who are very rich, they are wealthy, they are highly educated, they are highly ranked in positions in their workplaces, you know. But they cannot express the godly love in the religious confines because of, I just want to talk about one point, but I know we can expound it later on someday.
Yes.
This gender role in the religious system. Women, this thing of women can operate to this level, women cannot go beyond this line, women, you know, in ministry demarcations and all that. And then, therefore, as a godly woman who has been gifted with the spiritual gifts, women who have been gifted and academically, they are educated, they are rich, they are able to serve, they are able to extend their courtesies. But how then do they express this godly love when there is something that pinches them, that strains them? to show this godly love.
Mm.
It's a topic of its own. On its own. I know that may need to be discussed on another day, but I thought we should just mention that as a point in passing. Because this limits a woman in expressing their godly love, especially because of the standards that are set by the religious sect or by their faith.
And you are right, you know, and I loved how you brought me. I gave the examples of the community and you brought it into the church. We are in sync, you know, Pastor Tosin, me and you, we are in sync. We are in sync there, you know. And yes, there are those challenges, but then now we have to ask ourselves, how then now do we navigate those challenges? That sometimes they come with conflicts, sometimes they come with difficult situations, you know, to a point where we aren't able to express that love. How then do we navigate those?
This is a very, very important question, because this is where we have seen women who want to stand up and fight. This is where, not only in the church, even in the communities, you're trying to show kindness, but you're being suppressed. And most of us, because women are emotional, I mean, we're emotional beings, can't take away that from us. It's natural. So I just want to cite out about a few points, how you can navigate these conflicts. Zomile, the first thing you just need to do is do nothing.
Okay.
You need to take a break. You need to think through and pray about your response. I'm faced with this conflict. What is it that I should do? There are situations that push you to the corner. They press you to say out and bring out the true character. You know, there's a character you had before you met Christ. And the character that you are living now after you met Christ, there are situations that should take you back to the character before you met Christ. So, you need to ask God to help you to love the other person or whoever is perpetrating all these conflicts to you, to love them as his unique creature. And so if we pray and think before responding, we may prevent crucial mistakes in relationship building. Remember, the whole aspect of us being godly women is so that we can build relationships. It's either in the families, in the church, or in the community. And so the first step there is just take a break, do nothing, and think through and pray about it. Yes, Zanelle.
No, you can go ahead. I never thought about that. We answer now. We deal with the conflict now. But now, Pastor Tos, say we must keep quiet. Okay, Pastor Tos, give us the other options.
Let me give you an example on the first one, Zanelle. I got so annoyed with, I'm a preacher, so there are those times when you want to make your attire for preaching and all that.
Yes.
And then this lady just gets annoying me all the time. Sometimes she steals my materials. And then when I just went to pick up my materials, she was very late, about 2 months late to submit them to me. And, you know, I was so annoyed and everything. Then I just had to control myself and say, you know what? If whatever I say here, this is a church member and I'm their pastor, whatever I say here may damage the relationship, not only just this business relationship that we have, but even the relationship in the future. You know, you don't never know how many people they are connected to, and you never know how many people they would tell this story to. I mean, we need to look into that broader picture before we answer or respond.
Yeah.
So I think the other point would be you need to exhibit self-control, which is almost interrelated. Self-control is very important.
Yes.
We don't need to rush to expose ourselves. Bazongbona, bazongaz. You know me. Oh, no. Let's be self-controlled. Proverbs 29, verse 11, Solomon in his wisdom, he actually gives us an entreatment. It says, a fool gives full vent to his anger. But a wise man hold it in check. So self-control, really has to be exhibited.
Yeah.
Whether it's the elders in the church, it's your church pastor, it's the other women in the church that are stepping on you, the self-control. And then lastly, on this one, I would just say evaluate your own attitudes, your own strengths, and your own weaknesses. This is one key aspect you can navigate the conflicts. How? What am I talking about? In Matthew chapter 7, verse 5, Jesus says you need to first take the log out of your own eye, then you'll be able to see clearly how to take out the speck out of your brother's eye. I mean, if you're not able to evaluate your own weaknesses and your own attitudes, then how are you going to... How do you intend to take out the weaknesses in others? So whenever we are faced with the conflict, then we need to do a SWOT analysis. What is it that I have done wrong? What is it that they think I've done wrong? Is it true? And how can I best deal with it? Could it be that I'm on the wrong, or are they just accusing? I'm just being accused here. But most of the times we rush to self-defense, defending ourselves.
But to keep quiet, I will do that. I will do that, Pastor Tosi. I'll try. I promise I will try. Okay, so last one, as we are nearing the end there, you know, how might the love of a godly woman impact her relationship with her family, friends, and the broader community?
I love this one because it now makes me now look at myself as, okay, fine. Here I am as a godly woman.
Mm.
What impact have I given to the people around me, my family, my friends, and the broader community? I don't know if you've ever asked yourself this question, and I want to challenge every woman out there who is listening today.
Mm.
Ask yourself that question. From the time I have been in this environment, or from this place, whether it's a workplace, from the time I've assumed this position at church, from the time I got married, what influence have I brought to my family?
Mm.
What influence have I brought to my friends? And what kind of friends have you attracted to yourself? You know,
yes.
What about the community? What about the church? What influence have you brought? Talk about your marriage relationship. Is it emulable? Is it a marriage people can point fingers and say, I'm inspired by that marriage? Are there young women who would actually want to get married because they've seen how you are living in your marriage? I talk about your parenting skills as a parent. Are you raising children who are responsible? To a point where we can say, okay, she has influenced the children.
Mm.
You remember the woman in Proverbs 31?
Mm.
It's not only the children who admire her. It's not only her children who respect her and value her, but even the husband. What about in the friend circles, in your friend zones? Are you having healthy relationship with your friends? Do you accept them? Do you tolerate them? And are you able to modify people? Because, Zanele, there is no point as a godly woman I should be associating with women of loose morals, and then they continue living in the same lifestyle.
Mm.
So all I'm simply trying to say is I shouldn't come to a point where I judge and say I can never be a friend to Zanele because she has this character and these morals that I don't want my children to copy, or I don't want to be associated with. But if I find myself in a situation where I have to be your friend, therefore I should be able to modify that character and those morals.
Yeah, I can say I'm a godly woman. 100%.
I'll give you an example, Zanele, just before.
Yes.
I'll give you an example. Is there a woman that you know that is respected? I'm not talking as an Adventist, as a Seventh-day Adventist, but I'm just talking as a reader in general.
Okay.
Is there a woman who is respected as this woman called Ellen G. White?
Mm.
In the religious community, she has contributed massively through her writing. I mean, I've never met Ellen G. White. I've never met even her own children or grandchildren. I've never met them, but I've met her in books.
Mm.
In the religious community, she has contributed extensively. Mm. In the book industry, she has written more than many women that we know, and she has, I think, her writings have been awarded in some circles. In the health industry, she's one of the most sought out. Even in the love circles, when you talk about relationships, yes. When you talk about marriage, this is I think in summary, this is an image of a godly woman,
uh-huh.
who is able to impact the community, whether you are in the same religious system or you are outside the religious beliefs.
Mm, that is true, and you are right. You have given her, she is really indeed a good example that we can look at. The Pastor Tosi, thank you so much, you know, for coming through to speak to us today. But do you have any closing remarks? And after that, please pray for us so we may be godly and be filled with love, even though it's difficult to love. But yeah, please pray for us after your closing remarks.
Okay, thank you so much, Zanile. Thank you for having me on the program. In closing, I would say, women, we need to realize that we are an important part of the community and the society. If we are to have such influences, then we need to work on ourselves. We need to allow God to work in us, to change us, and to model us to who He wants us to be as godly women, mm-hmm. so that we can begin to change the societies where we come from, more especially our own families.
Mm.
Therefore, I would like us to bow our heads and as we pray. Father, we are so grateful this morning with all the insights that we have discussed about. I just pray that may you not allow us to remain in the ignorance of who exactly we are intended to be. Because of the fall, because of sin, this is where we find ourselves today. But we still believe that through your power and through your mighty grace that you have extended to each and every one of us, you can still restore us back to the image. You can still restore us back to the personality, the identity that you intended for us in the beginning. And therefore, give us the strength, give us the zeal so that we can come back to the image that you want us to. Be with each and every woman that was listening and those that will listen later on, for this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. My fellow godly women with love, thank you for coming through and speaking to us. To reach out again, Pastor Tosi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Zanele. Siyabonga.
Amen. Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.